Mine's Forbiz Incorporated, a business school slash employment agency. Business startup, marketing and sales, business growth, problem solving. Angel investors. Choosing your angel investor. These 10 questions which need to be answered when your company or organization's ownership or purchasing management is interested in buying a business support service from Mine's Forbiz Incorporation's third party independently contracted freelance business professionals. 1. What business support service would I like to purchase? 2. Who will be doing the work and what are their credentials? 3. Why do I need this business support service? 4. Is there any information I need to provide to assist with obtaining the outcome? 5. What are the step-by-step procedures to get the outcome we are looking for? 6. How does this business support service assist my business or organization with startup, advertising, marketing, and sales? Or how does this business support service help me identify and solve a business-related problem? 7. How much time does it take to get the outcome? 8. What is the outcome? 9. How will the outcome be delivered and when? 10. How much does it cost? What is the primary objective of angel investors? The primary objective of an angel investor is to provide financial support and mentorship to early-stage startups or small businesses with high growth potential. Here are the key aspects of their role. 1. Providing capital. Angel investors offer financial backing to startups in exchange for equity ownership or convertible debt. This initial funding is critical for startups to develop their products, hire talent, and scale their operations. 2. Mentorship and guidance. In addition to capital, angel investors provide valuable mentorship and advice. They leverage their experience and expertise to help startups navigate challenges, refine their business strategies, and achieve their growth objectives. 3. Supporting innovation. Angel investors often seek out innovative and disruptive business ideas. By investing in startups, they contribute to the development and commercialization of new technologies, products, and services. 4. Diversifying investment portfolio. Angel investors diversify their investment portfolios by funding a variety of startups across different industries. This helps spread risk and increases the potential for high returns on their investments. 5. Driving economic growth. By supporting startups and small businesses, angel investors play a crucial role in driving economic growth, creating jobs, and fostering entrepreneurship within their communities and beyond. 6. Networking and connections. Angel investors leverage their extensive networks to connect startups with potential customers, partners, and other investors. These connections can provide valuable opportunities for business development and growth. In summary, the primary objective of an angel investor is to support early-stage startups with financial resources, mentorship, and strategic guidance. Their contributions are instrumental in helping startups grow, innovate, and succeed in competitive markets. If you're curious about any specific aspect of angel investing or need more information, feel free to ask. Let's get started with your consultation session. Here's how your virtual consultation session should proceed. Business professionals want to know these things about your business or organization before they can process your service order request and send you a business proposal that specifically identifies how we can further assist you. Angel investors' questions. If you're curious about any specific aspect of angel investing or need more information, feel free to ask. Why do you think you need this specific business support service? Here is a list of business-related information that I need you to provide via email correspondence. This business support service will assist you with business startup, advertising, marketing, and sales, or identifying and solving business-related growth problems. This remote business support service will take this much time to process and distribute via email correspondence. What is your email address? This is what we will send you after you make payment arrangements. The cost for this business support service can be paid by clicking on the hyperlink found in the business proposal sent to you via email. All communication from this point will be by recorded video conference meetings and email correspondence. When would you like us to start our work on your work assignment or project? For Mine's Forbiz Incorporation's business support service providers to perform some of their duties, tasks, and responsibilities, they need information like this to create a business proposal that addresses your current needs. and assist you with reaching your goals, milestones, and business-related aspirations. This business-related research website procedure is designed to get answers to most of your questions and encourage you to set up a virtual consultation meeting with our remote business professionals who will interview you to make sure that if you decide to purchase our business support services, they are a perfect fit and solve all your business-related problems. Your business-related questions asked during your virtual interview with our remote business professionals and outsourced staff should include: how much time will it take to get what results? Please see the business professional's business proposal for a documented answer. Some business-minded individuals even want to know what step-by-step procedures you will perform to get results. Please see our duties and responsibilities pages for that specific business profession on our business research tool web pages. They even would like to know what forms, documents, reports, or software applications will be used to get those results. Please talk to the business professional during your virtual consultation meeting with them regarding this answer. Why are those results important to you and your business? Question answered by the business professional you select. How does my business or organization benefit by receiving a specific business support service you provide? Question answered by the business professional you select. How much will my selected business support services cost? Please see the business professional selected profile page and price list with their credentials when doing your research in our business research tool pages on this website. Business-minded people who are interested in receiving business support services provided have many questions. We value your curiosity. If you could ask one of our angel investors one question, what would you ask them? Please jot down your questions to be answered by our business professional during your consultation session. Our aim is to supply remote angel investors and staff that can take care of your business-related needs, goals, milestones, and aspirations so that you can keep focused on the core reason you are conducting business with peace of mind. What are the pros and cons of selecting an angel investor? Choosing an angel investor can significantly impact your startup's growth and development. Here's a balanced look at the pros and cons. Pros of selecting an angel investor. Access to capital. Angel investors provide the essential funding needed to kickstart or scale your business. This capital can be critical for product development, marketing, and expanding operations. Expertise and mentorship. Many angel investors are experienced entrepreneurs or business professionals. They bring valuable knowledge, industry connections, and mentorship, which can help guide your business towards success. Flexibility in funding. Angel investors often offer more flexible terms compared to traditional financing options. They might be more willing to take risks and invest in innovative ideas. Long-term support. Unlike some venture capitalists who might seek quick returns, angel investors may be more patient, allowing your business time to grow and mature. Networking opportunities. Angel investors can introduce you to a broader network of contacts, including potential customers, partners, and additional investors. Cons of selecting an angel investor. Equity dilution. In exchange for their investment, angel investors typically take an equity stake in your company. This means you'll be giving up a portion of ownership, which could impact your control over business decisions. Potential for conflicting visions. Having an angel investor involved in your business could lead to differences in strategic direction and vision. It's essential to ensure alignment between your goals and the investor's expectations. Pressure to perform. While angel investors may be patient, there is still an expectation for the business to grow and generate returns. This can add pressure to meet performance milestones and targets. Due diligence and involvement. Angel investors might require detailed due diligence before investing and may want to be actively involved in business decisions, which could impact your autonomy. In summary, selecting an angel investor can bring significant advantages, such as financial support, expertise, and valuable connections. However, it's important to weigh these benefits against potential drawbacks like equity dilution and differing visions. Carefully choosing an investor who aligns with your business goals and values is crucial. Is there a specific aspect of angel investing you're curious about, or do you need more information on any of the points mentioned? What is the difference between angel investors and venture capitalist groups? Both angel investors and venture capitalist, VC, groups provide funding to startups and early-stage companies, but there are key differences between them. Here's a breakdown of the main distinctions. Angel investors. Source of funds. Angel investors are typically wealthy individuals who invest their own money into startups. They often invest at an earlier stage compared to VC groups. Investment size. Angel investments are usually smaller, often ranging from tens of thousands to a few million dollars. They provide initial seed capital to help startups get off the ground. Involvement and support. Angel investors may provide mentorship and advice based on their own business experience. They often have a more personal relationship with the entrepreneurs. Decision making. Investment decisions are made by the individual angel investor, which can lead to quicker decisions and less bureaucracy. Ownership stake. In exchange for their investment, angel investors receive equity in the company, which can dilute the founder's ownership. Venture capitalist groups. Source of funds. Venture capitalist groups are professional investment firms that manage pooled funds from multiple investors, such as pension funds, endowments, and wealthy individuals. They invest institutional money rather than personal funds. Investment size. VC investments are typically larger, ranging from several million to tens of millions of dollars. They often invest in later stages of a company's growth, such as Series A, B, or C rounds. Involvement and support. VC groups provide extensive support, including strategic guidance, industry connections, and operational assistance. They may have dedicated teams to help with specific aspects of the business, such as marketing, product development, or hiring. Decision making. Investment decisions are made by a committee or board within the VC firm, which can lead to a more thorough and structured evaluation process. Ownership stake. VC groups take significant equity stakes in the companies they invest in, often seeking control or influence over major business decisions. In summary, angel investors and venture capitalist groups both play crucial roles in funding startups, but they differ in their funding sources, investment sizes, levels of involvement, decision-making processes, and ownership stakes. Angel investors are typically individuals who invest their own money and provide early-stage funding, while VC groups are professional firms that manage institutional funds and invest larger amounts in later-stage companies. Is there a particular aspect of either angel investing or venture capital that you're interested in exploring further? What is seed funding? Seed funding is the initial capital provided to a startup or early-stage company to help it develop its business idea and get off the ground. This type of funding is crucial for covering the early expenses associated with starting a business, such as product development, market research, hiring initial staff, and other operational costs. Here are some key aspects of seed funding. 1. Early stage investment. Seed funding is typically the first round of investment that a startup receives. It is essential for transforming an idea into a viable product or service. 2. Sources of seed funding. Seed funding can come from various sources, including angel investors, wealthy individuals who provide capital and often offer mentorship and guidance. Friends and family, personal connections who invest based on their trust in the entrepreneur. Seed venture capital firms, specialized firms that focus on early stage investments. Crowdfunding, platforms that allow many individuals to contribute small amounts of money to support a startup. 3. Equity or convertible debt. In exchange for seed funding, investors typically receive equity, ownership shares, in the company. Alternatively, seed funding can be provided as convertible debt, which can later be converted into equity. 4. Risk and potential. Seed funding is high risk, as the startup is often in its infancy and may not yet have a proven business model. However, it also offers the potential for high returns if the startup succeeds. 5. Use of funds. The funds raised during the seed round are used for various purposes, such as product development, creating and refining the product or service. Market research, understanding the target market and customer needs. Hiring, bringing on key team members to build and grow the business. Operational expenses, covering initial costs such as office space, equipment, and marketing. In summary, seed funding is the initial capital that helps startups turn their ideas into reality. It provides the financial resources needed to develop the product, conduct market research, and build a foundation for future growth. Is there a specific aspect of seed funding you're interested in learning more about? Here is a list of angel investors that provide financial assistance which does not need to be paid back. Caution. Please keep this fact in mind when seeking financial assistance. Angel investors choose you, not the other way around. They're going to want to carefully examine the financial health of your company or organization before they invest and get into a contractual agreement with you. You provide a tracked record of financial statements that show that your business or organization is in good financial health. To assess the financial health of a company, several key financial statements are used. These statements provide valuable insights into a company's performance, financial position, and cash flow. Here are the main financial statements. Income statement, also known as profit and loss statement, statement of earnings. Purpose. The income statement provides a summary of the company's revenues, expenses, and profits over a specific period, e.g., quarterly or annually. It shows whether the company is making a profit or incurring a loss. Key components. Revenue, sales. Cost of goods sold, COGS. Gross profit. Operating expenses. Operating income. Net income. Balance sheet. Also known as statement of financial position. Purpose. The balance sheet provides a snapshot of the company's financial position at a specific point in time. It lists the company's assets, liabilities, and shareholders' equity, showing what the company owns and owes. Key components. Assets, current and non-current. Liabilities, current and long-term. Shareholders' equity. The fundamental equation, assets equals liabilities plus shareholders' equity. Cash flow statement. Also known as statement of cash flows. Purpose. The cash flow statement shows the movement of cash in and out of the company over a specific period. It helps assess the company's ability to generate cash and meet its financial obligations. Key components. Cash flow from operating activities. Cash flow from investing activities. Cash flow from financing activities. Net increase / decrease in cash. Statement of retained earnings. Purpose. This statement shows the changes in retained earnings over a specific period. It includes net income, dividends paid, and any adjustments to retained earnings. Key components. Beginning retained earnings. Net income. Dividends paid. Ending retained earnings. In summary, these financial statements collectively provide a comprehensive view of a company's financial health. The income statement highlights profitability, the balance sheet shows financial position, the cash flow statement reveals cash management, and the statement of retained earnings tracks changes in retained earnings. Together, these statements help stakeholders make informed decisions about the company's performance, solvency, and growth potential. Don't be disheartened if your business or organization has not accumulated financial health information yet. Why? If your business idea or concept looks like an idea or business concept that may take off running with a fast ability to accumulate profit or rapid growth as a startup business or organization, this may gain their attention of angel investors just like venture capitalist groups who usually provide more significant amounts of financial assistance. But you will need to provide a business plan and financial documentation that proves your business startup is not a high-risk opportunity, and investors need to understand if this will be a profitable experience for them. What is a business plan? A business plan is a comprehensive document that outlines a company's goals, strategies, and the steps it will take to achieve them. It serves as a roadmap for the business, providing detailed information on various aspects such as market analysis, organizational structure, financial projections, and marketing strategies. Here are the key components of a business plan. 1. Executive summary. A brief overview of the business, its mission, and its goals. Highlights the key points of the business plan, including the business concept, financial highlights, and strategic objectives. 2. Company description. Information about the business, including its history, mission statement, and vision. Details about the products or services offered and the target market. 3. Market analysis. An in-depth analysis of the industry, market trends, target audience, and competitive landscape. Identifies opportunities and challenges in the market. Organization and management. Details about the business's organizational structure, including information about the leadership team and their roles. An overview of the company's legal structure, e.g., sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation. Products or services. A detailed description of the products or services offered by the business. Information on the product lifecycle, development plans, and any proprietary technology or patents. Marketing and sales strategy. A comprehensive plan for how the business will attract and retain customers. Includes pricing strategies, marketing campaigns, sales tactics, and distribution channels. Funding request. If seeking funding, this section outlines the amount needed, how the funds will be used, and the preferred funding terms. Information on future financial plans and funding requirements. Financial projections. Detailed financial forecasts, including income statements, cash flow statements, and balance sheets. Projections for at least 3 to 5 years, demonstrating the business's financial viability and growth potential. Appendix. Additional information that supports the business plan, such as resumes of key team members, legal documents, product images, or market research data. In summary, a business plan is an essential tool for entrepreneurs and business owners. It not only helps to secure funding from investors and lenders, but also provides a clear roadmap for the business's growth and development. By outlining the business's goals, strategies, and financial projections, a business plan helps ensure that everyone involved has a shared understanding of the company's direction and objectives. Is there a specific part of the business plan you're interested in learning more about, or any other questions you have? Suggestion. Please schedule a consultation session with a business plan writer. The answers to your business-related questions and outsourced business profession services with remote outsourced freelance staff can be found by clicking on our consultation button where you schedule an online virtual meeting at your convenience. Please make a note that you need to let us know what time zone you are currently living in because this company offers business support service on a national scale. Thank you for your concerns in these matters. Why not select business support services provided by one of our remote, independently contracted freelance business professionals today? We eagerly await your response and would love to serve you. Get your business or organization needs, goals, milestones, and business-related aspirations fulfilled by scheduling your online consultation meeting. Once again, click on our consultation button after you create a user profile. And if you want to receive discounts, you need to purchase a membership to our online community of business-minded people and business entities. Other perks are available for members only.